The high-level staff change comes in the wake of low public approval ratings for the president and demands from Republicans to shake up the White House staff. Mr. Bush describes Josh Bolton as a creative policy thinker.
He's a man of candor and humor and directness who's comfortable with responsibility and knows how to lead.
Bolton is currently budget director and served in the White House during the president's first term.
You've set a clear course to protect our people at home, to promote freedom abroad, and to expand our prosperity.
Bolton replaces Andy Card, who is returning to private life after having served as Mr. Bush's chief of staff for nearly 5.5 years, the second longest tenure in that White House post in history. Card is best remembered as the aide who whispered in the president's ear that America was under attack on September 11, 2001. Stephen Hess is a presidential expert at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says presidents often make staff changes in their second terms, especially when faced with low public approval ratings.
Lots of people have been demanding a shakeup. It happens in every administration when a president is in trouble. Those in Washington, so-called pundits, sometimes others, say, don't just stand there, do something.
Republicans, who control both houses of Congress, are concerned that President Bush's weak position in public opinion polls could hurt their re-election chances in November. Some Republicans had urged the president to go outside his inner circle and choose a more senior figure to head the White House staff in hopes of turning around negative views of the administration's handling of Iraq and the response to Hurricane Katrina. John Fortier is a political expert at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington.
I think people will be happy with Josh Bolton as a competent person to come in and fill the shoes that Andy Card filled before, but there's really no new blood. I think what people are looking for is some senior person, some senior Republican who has standing on his own to come into the White House and be able to talk to Bush outside of the existing staff that he has.
University of Virginia analyst Larry Sabato expects Bolton will be given the opportunity to make other changes as well.
People have been expecting a staff change, and certainly Republicans have been encouraging it. Whether this is a significant enough staff change is another question.
Experts say staff changes usually make little difference in public perceptions of a president's performance or policies, but analyst Stephen Hess says there have been times when it did have an impact.
I think it made a difference that Ronald Reagan brought in Howard Baker after the Iran-Contra scandal. Why? It was a scandal. It needed a cleaning out, and a new person came in to help do that. That was a fairly unique thing. This present situation with George W. Bush, whatever his problems are, they don't have to do with it with an individual scandal.
Instead, Stephen Hess says, public discontent about Mr. Bush's handling of Iraq remains at the heart of the administration's political problems.
I mean, this is primarily about Iraq. There's no sense talking about, his education policy or something like that. I mean, he's been in office now for nearly 6 years. He's got one major policy in which he's thrown all the chips into the game. Is it going to work? We shall see.
After a brief transition period with Andy Card, Josh Bolton will assume his new duties in mid-April. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.